From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks.
We open the CD with the plain song of the Stabat Mater, which is just beautiful in its simplicity. There is so much elements through the poem of love, not only love for a son, but love for mankind. It takes us from Mary standing by the cross, lamenting the her dying son, and then evolving at the very end into the fact of paradise and what is to be after death. So it takes us through many, many emotions.
There's no greater sorrow than that of a parent who's lost a child. From the Old Testament story of David and his anguished cry after learning of the death of his son Absalom, to 21st century bloggers publicly chronicling the loss of their children, that kind of pain doesn't limit itself to certain demographics or countries or eras. Mary's heartbreak at the cross was piercingly framed in the 20 stanzas of a 13th century text called the Stabat Mater. A new album from Harry Christophers and his choir, The 16, gives an opportunity to meditate on several musical settings of that text. Christopher said the project was the result of their association with an arts mentoring program, the Genesis Foundation, and its founder, John Studzinski. Studzinski had been reading the Stabat Mater, and it struck a chord. He asked Harry Christophers if there were many modern settings of the text. There weren't.
And we thought that needed to be remedied.
So they commissioned three new versions of the Stabat Mater. Alyssa Fersova lives in London now, but she was born in Russia. Christopher says you can hear traces of that heritage in her music.
She uses the bass voices very, very well. I mean, I think that's the sort of feeling where she has the Russian undertones coming.
Matthew Martin's setting weaves together the old text with a few lines of 20th century verse by Robert Willis, spare and haunting.
The one that has the clearest and totally different language from anybody else is Tonu Korvitz. His is based on a folk scale from southern Estonia. It's one of these things that looks simple on the page, but my goodness me, it's not.
The album also includes two older versions of the Stabat Mater, including one by little-known Italian composer Claudio Casciolini, and a virtuoso setting by Domenico Scarlatti, who had spent a fair amount of time at the royal court in Portugal.
At that time, they were incredibly wealthy and brought players from all over Europe and had quite large musical forces to deal with, and clearly some pretty virtuosic singers. I mean, you look at towards the end, it's very exciting.
And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from APM, American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Amacher.